For this Thursday, December 19th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Indiana Department of Corrections announced the execution of death row inmate Joseph Corcoran took place just before 1 a.m. on Wednesday. This is the first time the state has executed an inmate in 15 years. Corcoran was convicted in the 1997 shootings of four people, including his brother and his sister's fiancé. He has been on death row since 1999. Corcoran was executed by lethal injection. He was officially pronounced dead at 12:44 a.m. Central Time. Corcoran's attorneys filed multiple appeals to stop his execution, but the state denied every one. Governor Eric Holcomb said he would let the legal process play out before deciding whether to intervene. In a statement sent out shortly before Corcoran was pronounced dead, Holcomb noted that Corcoran's case had been reviewed repeatedly over the last 25 years, including seven times by the Indiana Supreme Court and three times by the U.S. Supreme Court, but his sentence was never overturned. Tuesday was a big day for some students in Mount Vernon. School staff celebrated as several students signed on to start their careers at SABIC. The school is now partnering with the big company in their work-based learning initiative. Starting in January, students will work a four-hour morning shift for the company. In some sports news, last night, Mount Vernon girls basketball got beat at home by Bossy 51-35. The Lady Wildcats are 0-11 overall and will be at home against Washington on Saturday. Evansville men's basketball lost their fourth straight game last night at UT Arlington by a final score of 80-54. Deshaun Comer had 20 points, a losing effort for the Aces. UE slips to 3-8 on the year and will close out non-conference play on Saturday up in Muncie, Indiana against Ball State. Coming up this evening in local high school sports, North Posey girls basketball is at home taking on Mater Dei. The JV game is slated for a 5:30 start and the varsity game will begin at 7 o'clock. The Lady Vikings are 5-3 on the season. You can hear tonight's varsity game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. In local college action tonight, USI women's and men's basketball begins Ohio Valley Conference play as they welcome Tennessee State. The women's game starts at 5 o'clock and the men's game is at 7:30. USI women's basketball has a record of 8-3 and USI men's basketball sits at 5-5. Finishing up in the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers play out west in Phoenix against the Suns. The ball goes up at 8 o'clock. The Pacers are looking for a third straight win as they are 12-15 overall. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, December 19th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.